So I've talked a lot on this podcast about sellers who've gotten into a cash flow crisis that was easily avoidable if they knew just a few things. They unfortunately learned the hard way that e-commerce businesses have much more complicated financials than other businesses. The fact that you incur expenses on inventory several months before receiving it as revenue makes it really easy to be catastrophically off on your financials. 1 month will look insanely profitable, then the next will be losing money, which obviously leads to inaccurate, poor business decisions. I see this happen far too often. So that's why today's podcast partner is Cinder. Cinder is a powerful tool to manage cash flow and ensure you have accurate financial information you can use to make key business decisions. They have multi-channel data in real time across Shopify and other platforms, including Amazon, automatic sales and expense categorization. They even help you set up and monitor financial KPIs at work so you can find hidden streams of revenue or products that are draining profits, which is a really important piece. And finally, the piece that people don't really like a lot of the time to do themselves, simplify the tax filing and to close your books to reconcile in just a few clicks. If you want to check them out, use the coupon code EASYBOOKS to get access to 1 month free usage, which saves more than $40. That's EASYBOOKS, all one word.
This is Actualize Freedom, straight talk on growing clicks and conversions on Amazon FBA from people doing it every day. Now here's your host, digital marketing acrobat, Danny Kenji Carlson.
If you sell products on Amazon and you don't understand the exact math behind conversion rate and how that affects your sales, then I guarantee you're dumping a large amount of your profit every single month directly in the garbage. In this video, I'm going to walk through Amazon conversion rate and why it's the most underrated metric to be looking at on Amazon if you want to actually make profit instead of just revenue. And if your competitors are doing even just a few of these things really well and you're not doing them, then over time, they will win, they will dominate, and they will take over your revenue. So let's dive into some actual examples so you guys can see what I mean. So just in case you don't know what I mean when I say conversion rate, I'm talking about the amount of customers that land on your product page, how many, what percentage of those customers that land on the page end up making a purchase. That's your conversion rate. And the higher you can increase this rate, the higher your sales are gonna be, the higher your profit's gonna be, the better your ad's gonna run, everything. So here's an example that I have on my screen right here. This is just an example of a product selling $7,500 per month in sales at a 17.4% conversion rate. So Amazon calls this unit session percentage in the business reports. It's pretty much the same thing as conversion rate. We did a little bit of work to it and we raised the conversion rate to 28%. So that's an 11.2% increase. And the sales went from 7,500 to 24,000. And there wasn't that much more. There was only a 2x increase in sessions. But you can see that there was a 4x increase in revenue. That's the power of conversion rate. And let's break down the math a little bit more here. So this spreadsheet shows an example of a product that has a price per unit of $29.99. We have a profit margin of 30%. And then these numbers, impressions, 4 million impressions. So this just means that 4 million people on Amazon viewed your product on the search results page or on your ads or somewhere. So as they're scrolling through Amazon somewhere, they saw your product amongst all the other products, right? And then we have a click-through rate. So out of those 4,000 people who saw it, what percentage of them clicked? 0.4%. That's a pretty typical click-through rate. And then our conversion rate we have set here is 5%. So out of the 0.4% of people, which is 16,000 people, 5% of those 16,000 people converted to a sale. So in this case, that calculates to about 24,000 in revenue and about 7,000 in profit. And then look what happens when we increase the conversion rate by just 1%. The revenue goes from 24,000 to 30,000. Our profit goes from 7,000 to 9,000. That's with a 1% conversion rate increase. Everything else the same, 4 million impressions, 16,000 sessions, 1% conversion rate increase, and we're getting an extra almost $2,000 in profit. If we have a 3% conversion rate increase from 5% to 8%, then the revenue goes from 23,900 to 35,900, and our profit goes up to 10,700. And if we doubled our conversion rate from 5% to 10%, then of course we are doubling our revenue, we are doubling our profit. And this is just for 1 month. So the power of conversion rate is that once you make the conversion changes, is that you're going to get the benefits of that for way more than 1 month. You're going to get that for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, right? If we took that increase, so if we had a 1% conversion rate increase and our profit increased by, that's about $1,800. Let's just round that down to $1,500 per month, right? What's 1,500 times 12 is $18,000 every single year. And that's just from a product of 1% conversion rate increase. Imagine if you're selling a product that was already making $50,000 a month in revenue. How much more would you do in that case? Then that would be an extra 36 grand a year. And then imagine over 5 years. What if we had $18,000 times 5 years? We're talking about almost six figures just from a 1% conversion rate increase. And then think about where the multiple products. If you have a product line of 10 products in the future when you've got a successful brand, that's an extra $1 million per year. And remember, guys, I'm talking about profit, and I'm not talking about revenue. That's profit. And most Amazon sellers are totally obsessed with product launch and ads, Facebook ads, YouTube ads, TikTok, Amazon ads. All of those things are going to work way less effectively if your conversion rate is lower than it could be. If you increase that conversion rate by 1%, that's 1% better you're getting on all of your return on ad spend on all platforms. So you can think of that pretty much like if you're getting charged by Facebook $1,000 a month, then you can pretty much add a 10 or 15% extra charge onto that ad spend, because that's how much money you're wasting by having a bad conversion rate on Amazon. Let's just imagine for a second here. Let's just draw two funnels. So this funnel is you, and this is a competitor. And let's say that your competitor has a rock solid funnel. The customers are coming into the funnel and they are converting to a sale equals money, right? They're making lots of money. But your funnel, you're getting the same amount of customers, exact same product, but you're having leaks over here. Your photos are bad. You have a leak over here. You don't have the right information in your listing. Poor quality video, or you don't have A+ content. And your customers are just leaking out over here. And a lot of them are actually jumping over to your competitor's funnel and they end up purchasing from them. So you still make sales, but your funnel is leaking all over the place. You want to get all of this traffic here from the top of the funnel all the way down to the bottom of the funnel as efficiently as possible and convert more of them into sales. And the main reason why more Amazon sellers don't have conversion rate really nailed down is that it's not easy. It's not easy to create a really high converting listing. Most Amazon sellers just copy the best seller in the category and try to do exactly what they're doing without understanding if it's even good or not. And I see this all the time where sellers just, they just want to copy the top seller, even though the top seller is not actually very good at listing optimization. They're the top seller for other reasons. They've been selling on Amazon for 10 years. They have good external traffic. They're a well-known brand. So many other reasons why they could be doing good. You don't just want to blindly copy people. Conversion rate optimization is difficult because it requires someone to, one, understand what is good and how to optimize the listing correctly. And then two, you need someone to really outline the entire listing. What is going to be in the product photos? Exactly what elements do I need? Do we need to hire a model? Do we need to show this in a specific location? Do I need to have some infographics? What needs to be in each infographic? Is this actually important to show to the customer, or is this just going to be clutter? The images alone are very complex. And then you need to hire a photographer, specifically a product photographer that understands good lighting, a graphic designer. And then you need to hire a writer who is good at actually writing and then understands sales writing specifically for selling products. And then also understands Amazon keyword optimization and can build that into the writing. That's another specific thing. And then a videographer to actually film and edit your video. So it's not a simple process. And to manage all of those people, if you're going to go hire a lot of freelancers, is not an easy thing to do. So you end up with a lot of Amazon sellers who take the easy route and just copy exactly what the competitor did. And that leaves a big opportunity for sellers like you who understand conversion rate and understand exactly how to make a better conversion rate on Amazon and overall increase your sales and overall, ultimately, your profit. So how do you actually optimize your conversion rate on Amazon? I've created a lot of other in-depth videos that I'll link to below this one, but just to give you guys a very quick overview, the images are the very most important thing. Especially on mobile, shoppers are increasingly just scrolling with their thumbs. Reading is a thing of the past for a lot of people. TikTok just took off like crazy because it's just super visual, super easy, scrolling with the thumb, and you're just getting a lot of information really quickly. So you can show a lot with the images. And a lot of people under-optimize the images and don't put enough attention into specifically what are the things I need to show in every single image. There shouldn't be any repeat pictures or any pictures that don't have a specific purpose. That's the most important thing. Also, A-plus content. If you have your Amazon brand registry, which you should, then you'll have access to the A-plus content description. By Amazon's data, it'll increase your conversion rate by an average of 5%. That's not nothing. That's a huge amount. And then also video. Video is a really good addition to your listing with the caveat of it has to be good. If you just make a video on your iPhone and just make it in, you know, Windows Movie Maker or something like that, it's probably better to just have nothing than to put that up there. You want a professional video that, same as the photos, intentionally shows very specific things to the customer to increase the conversion rate and gives them a good overall impression of your brand. You don't want their impression to be just you with your iPhone and bad lighting and all this kind of stuff. And then the listing writing makes a difference too, but that's more about keyword optimization and then also making the information really accessible. You want to have the writing done with a little bit of persuasiveness as well, but it's more about having the right information easily accessible.
For show notes and resources mentioned in this episode, visit KenjiROI.com.